The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, it was a shitty weekend for Texas football this weekend, beginning with my Texas Longhorns just absolutely laying an egg against Oklahoma Sooners and losing on Saturday, and then my Dallas Cowboys getting their asses beat last night by the San Francisco 49ers. So, yeah, it's been a very, very annoying weekend for me as a Texas football fan. But let's get right into week five and see what happened this weekend. Let's begin in jolly old London, where the Jacksonville Jaguars were at the Buffalo Bills. And this was a very, very interesting game because the Buffalo Bills pretty much did not show up at all for this game. They were very stagnant offensively. And they really didn't get it going until the fourth quarter when it was too late to get it going. But they just really looked awful offensively. Now, you never know. It could always be the traveling and all that jazz. But the Jaguars really put them to sleep for the most part. And the Jaguars got the surprising win, 25-20. Trevor Lawrence made some big plays when he needed to in yesterday's game. And also, you know, Travis Etienne Jr. probably had the best game of his career yesterday. He had 26 carries for 136 yards and two touchdowns. Calvin Ridley had a big game, 122 yards at receiver. And then Josh Allen, he actually didn't have a terrible game. He had 359 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. But it just was a really, really weird game from the Bills and just a very solid game from the Jaguars. So it was actually a very entertaining game for the London folks over there. Then turning to the morning games over here in the States. The first game was the Baltimore Ravens at the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that went as the typical Ravens-Steelers matchups go. They're usually a hard-fought battle, and they end up coming down to either really big defensive plays, walk-off field goal, big special teams plays. They always come down to these weird-ass fucking plays. Always have. Ravens-Steelers has always been the oddest matchup ever, and yesterday it was just that. It looked like the Ravens, you know, offensively, they were kind of just chugging along, but it wasn't surprising because, you know, the Steelers really are good defensively. You know, no matter how terrible they are offensively, defensively, they hold it down. And TJ Watt, he came up big yesterday. He had a fumble recovery and a sack. So he made some big, big plays yesterday, especially towards the end there when it really counted. But the Ravens really looked like they were pretty much dominating this game. You know, it wasn't, they weren't outscoring the Steelers in any way, shape, or form. You know, it was only like 10-3 for the majority of the game. But it looked like the Ravens were going to walk away with that weird game. And then all of a sudden, the Steelers just got this second wind defensively, started getting set up in good field position. And then of course, Kenny Pickett made the one big play he needed to make to Pickens, and they ended up getting the win 17-10. Lamar Jackson didn't have a terrible game. He had 236 yards, but he did throw a bad interception in the red zone, which actually ended up turning into some points for the Steelers. So that was not good. But like I said, Pickens, he actually had a really good game for the Steelers, 130 yards and a touchdown. So big win for the Steelers. And I mean, I know the Ravens lost, but I mean, that's kind of how Steelers-Ravens always goes. It's just always an ugly-ass game and usually weird, and it turned out how it usually turned out. Then moving on to the Houston Texans at the Atlanta Falcons. This was a back-and-forth affair all the way through. The Falcons ended up getting the win 21-19 with a walk-off field goal from their field goal, Younghoe Koo. And they just had a pretty solid game. Desmond Ridder had 329 yards and a touchdown. And Kyle Pitts, he had 87 yards. So it was really just a back and forth deal. CJ Stroud still has not thrown for an interception for the Texans. So even though they got the loss, the guy is still having a really solid season for a rookie, especially. Then we had the Carolina Panthers at the Detroit Lions, and this went as expected. The Detroit Lions stomped the Panthers 42-24. Jared Goff, he had four TDs on the day, so he had a big day. David Montgomery has been a huge, huge addition for this team. They picked him up in the offseason, and he has been having, especially these last couple of games, dude has been on fire. He's got 109 yards and a touchdown. And then turning over to the Panther side, even though they lost, they did still get some good play from Bryce Young. He had 247 yards and three touchdowns, but two costly interceptions. But Thielen, the wide receiver, has really stepped it up the last couple of weeks. He also had 107 yards and a touchdown, but it was an ass-kicking from the Lions, and they seem to be getting better each and every week. Then we had the Tennessee Titans at the Indianapolis Colts, and this was also a very close game, hard-fought battle, but the Indianapolis Colts defense really held Derrick Henry in check. He only had, I believe, 43 yards total, and they really held him in on some key plays where he usually will just truck people over, but the Indianapolis Colts defense really held it down. Zach Moss, the running back for the Indianapolis Colts, he really stepped up. He had 165 yards on the ground and two touchdowns. And then DeAndre Hopkins had a huge game for the Titans. He had 140 yards through the air, but the Colts were able to walk away with the win 23-16. Then we had the New York Giants at the Miami Dolphins. This went about as expected. The Giants kept it close in the first half. They even had their first half touchdown of the season as well, with a big pick six off of Tua Tagovailoa in the red zone as well. The Giants just cornerback, he picked it off, ran it back for seven, and that was their first touchdown in the first half all season long. So that says what that says about the Giants. But second half started, and the Dolphins just ran away with it. They got the win 31-16. Tua had a great game, 308 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. And then Tyreek Hill also had a great game, 181 yards and a touchdown. And then their rookie at running back, A-Chain, had an amazing game, 151 yards and one touchdown. Now, it does look like he suffered some type of knee injury. He's supposed to be getting an MRI today, and that usually does not bode well. Hopefully, he does not have some type of torn ACL or something of that nature, because that's going to end that dude's season. And yes, they do have Raheem Mostert, but I feel like the way this Dolphins offense goes, they need all of the offensive weapons they can get, and A-Chain has just been a huge breakout for them, and that would be really disappointing to lose him for the rest of the season. But who knows what his issue is? Shouldn't speculate, but that was the news that broke for them today. But they did have an amazing game against the Giants yesterday, and the Giants just keep getting worse. And as I said, eventually Daniel Jones is going to get injured because of how awful that offensive line is. And guess what? Daniel Jones got injured yesterday. He suffered some type of neck injury. Don't know how serious it is, but he's hurt. What a shock. Moving on to I want to call it the ass-kicking of the day, and I guess it technically is the ass-kicking of the day, but boy howdy, did we have an ass-kicking of the day last night. But this one was also an ass-kicking of the day, and that was the New Orleans Saints at the New England Patriots. The Saints trounced the Patriots at home, 34-0. It is the worst loss for the Patriots at home under the Bill Belichick era. So last week, they got their asses beat by my Dallas Cowboys, and that was the worst loss that Bill Belichick has ever suffered in his entire career. Then this following week, they get the worst home loss of his career, and it's the second worst loss ever. It's only, I think, like a point or two differential from last week. So, yeah, it's getting really bad in New England right now. Mac Jones was once again benched. He had a terrible game yesterday. He threw another pick six. I don't know, but he's not the only issue. This offense is just completely inept, completely terrible, and the New Orleans Saints defense was able to take care of business. They really put the hurt on him. They just looked really solid. Derek Carr didn't have a bad day as well. He had 183 yards through the air and two touchdowns. Alvin Kamara had his best game of the season so far. He had 80 yards on the ground and a touchdown. And then Michael Thomas also had a pretty solid day with 65 yards through the air. So it was a overall great game from the Saints, overall terrible game from the Patriots. And I don't know how the Patriots could turn it around. But with that being said, with how bad they're playing, who knows where they're going to end up in the draft. And next year's draft is a good draft for quarterbacks. So it's probably awful if you're a Patriots fan because you're not used to losing this bad. If you're a Patriots fan over the last freaking 20 years, you've been used to winning Super Bowls and consistently making the playoffs. And a bad season for y'all is not winning the Super Bowl. Now, the last few seasons, it's just been getting worse and worse. And to me, this is about as bad as it could be. So I'm sure if you're a Patriots fan, you're just like, what the fuck? Welcome to the club as a Cowboys fan. We're happy to welcome you to this beautiful land of Shitsville, where you were used to winning, and now here you are losing at the bottom of the fucking league. It sucks, but it happens to all of us. And so welcome, Patriots fans. Welcome to the club. Us Cowboys fans have been keeping the seat warm for you for 20 years, and welcome. We're happy to have you here. With that being said, though, as bad as they are right now, if you just look at it like this, hey, Caleb Williams is available next year. And in my opinion, Caleb Williams is 100% going to be the next great quarterback in this league, depending on where he gets drafted, of course, and yada, yada, yada. But just based upon pure talent, just looking at how he plays, he's going to be a really good quarterback. And whoever gets him is getting a really good quarterback. So if the Patriots are the worst team in the league, it might not be that bad for draft's sake. But since it is only week 5, you've got a really, really long season. And I don't know how much more of this you can take, but it's going to be long. So get used to that. Then moving on to the late afternoon games, we had the Philadelphia Eagles at the Los Angeles Rams, and the Philadelphia Eagles remain undefeated at 5-0. They pretty much dominated the majority of this game. I mean, the Rams made it a game, but the second half was pretty much just dominated by the Eagles completely. The Eagles got the win 23-14. Jalen Hurts had an excellent game, 303 yards and a touchdown. He also had 72 yards on the ground with another touchdown. And then A.J. Brown, man, this guy has been going off the last couple of weeks. He had 127 receiving yards. And it just was an overall solid game from the Eagles. And like I said, they still remain undefeated. One of the only two undefeated teams left in the league. Then we had the Cincinnati Bengals at the Arizona Cardinals. Bengals got right back into old form. Joe Burrow, 317 yards, 3 touchdowns and an interception. Looks like the calf is not bothering him as much as it has the previous weeks, because he did. He was moving around and he was making big plays. And of course, he found his dude Ja'Marr Chase 3 times. Ja'Marr Chase had 192 yards and 3 touchdowns yesterday. So big, big game from the Bengals. They got the win 34-20. Then the New York Jets were at the Denver Broncos, and this was a very, very close game for the most part, but the Broncos just did what the Broncos do. They just let it slip through their hands, and they just looked pretty terrible as the second half kept going on, and the Jets ended up getting the win 31-21. Breece Hall had an amazing game on the ground for the Jets. He had 177 yards and a touchdown, and just the Denver Broncos season is just getting worse as the season goes on as well. Then we have the Kansas City Chiefs at the Minnesota Vikings, and this went about as I expected. The Chiefs got the win 27-20. It wasn't a major blowout, but I mean, the Chiefs had the lead from the jump. The Vikings really, they didn't really play spirited football at all. They didn't really look like they were. I mean, the score was close, but for the most part, I mean, the Chiefs pretty much just dominated this game from the start, and it really wasn't actually that close as the score puts on. And then Isaiah Pacheco for the Chiefs, he's really been the go-to guy offensively. He had 55 yards and a touchdown yesterday on the ground. And then Travis Kelce had a nice day as well, 67 yards and a touchdown. He did injure his ankle, but it doesn't look like it is going to end up being anything major because he came right back into the game. But you never know with those ankle injuries. And then getting to the ass-kicking of the night, Sunday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys at the San Francisco 49ers. I'm not sure the Cowboys were aware, but they were supposed to be playing a football game last night. But they, instead, they got their asses beat 42-10. That was an absolute embarrassment from the Cowboys in all ways, shapes, and forms. They got out-coached. They got outplayed in every position. Dak Prescott played like shit. The offensive line played like shit. Tony Pollard didn't do shit. CeeDee Lamb didn't do shit. The defense looked absolutely terrible. Micah Parsons, you should be a game changer, and he was a no changer yesterday. It was an absolute embarrassment. Now, with that being said, I ain't trying to take shit away from the Niners because the Niners are the obviously the best team in the league. They are the only undefeated team with the Eagles as well. Both of those teams are obviously the most talented teams in the league. But, you know, Brock Purdy, he had an amazing game, 252 yards, 4 touchdowns. George Kittle had 3 touchdowns last night and 67 yards. And they just played a flawless game offensively and defensively. Fred Warner was in on just about every single defensive play. He was there for the fumble recovery. He was there with an interception. He was there on sacks. Nick Bosa also had a sack. I mean, played a flawless fucking game, and the Cowboys just played an absolutely terrible game, and they deserved everything they got in that one by getting their asses beat. And that's just how the Cowboys do, man. They every time they're given the opportunity to prove everybody wrong and shut the fucking haters up, they just can't ever do it. And it really sucks because I really want Dak to achieve. I want to actually see them actually be a good team and actually overcome in the big moments when they need to. And as usual, they just fucking failed in all ways. And it wasn't just Dak. Like I said, Dak is not the only failure of yesterday. That entire team, from coaching all the way down to every single player on that team, played like ass. It was just fucking terrible. And we'll see what the Cowboys got next Monday because they play the Chargers next week. And even though the Chargers are up and down, that ain't no chump fucking squad. So we'll see if the Cowboys are ready for that shit because they weren't ready for last night's absolute drubbing by the San Francisco 49ers. But like I said, hats off to the 49ers. They looked like the best team in the league, and it's going to take a lot for anybody really to beat them. Moving on to tonight's matchup, our Monday Night Football matchup is the Green Bay Packers at the Las Vegas Raiders. Right now, the Packers are a 2.5-point favorite. It was just announced right before I started recording the show that Aaron Jones is not going to be playing tonight. He is suffering from a hamstring injury, so that's not a good thing for the Packers. Although the last game he missed, they did win, and that was a road game. So it may not be a big deal. Plus, Vegas, we don't know if Garoppolo is playing tonight either. And even if Garoppolo was playing tonight, the Raiders, they don't really have an identity yet. That's not to say they're a terrible team and can't get the win tonight, but they really haven't found their way. They really haven't had like a staple win. You really haven't looked at the Raiders and gone, oh yeah, they're playing pretty well, or oh, they're playing I could see them winning or losing this game tonight. But I think the Packers have been much more consistent and have more weapons offensively, and then defensively, I feel like they're just a better team than Vegas. I do expect it to be a close game. Don't expect it to be any type of runaway, but I have the Packers winning this one 23-20. Turning to baseball, man, the division series is... I just love playoff baseball. The reason why I love playoff baseball is because no matter what, even if you're the best team in the league, even if you have the best roster, even if you kicked everybody's ass in the regular season, it doesn't fucking matter. The playoffs, it just always flip-flops, and everybody's on even playing field. Even if you're the worst team, you could still magically make the World Series just if you have a good series, if you just put together really good games, and if things just fall your way. It's just playoff baseball is probably the best type of playoffs over everything, because anybody really can win and it could just change on a dime. And just no matter what you think, it's just always fun to watch, in my opinion. So let's begin with the Saturday night game, or the Saturday games in the NLDS. So the first game, the Philadelphia Phillies at the Atlanta Braves. The Philadelphia Phillies absolutely dominated the Braves. They won 3-0. They absolutely blanked them. Bryce Harper had a home run. They just looked really good offensively, and the Braves left so many batters on base. They were so inept offensively, and the Phillies just dominated from start to finish. It wasn't even close at any point. There were a couple times where it looked like Atlanta might be able to get going when they had a couple of guys on base, but every single time, the Phillies were able to just overcome, and they got the win. And so they are up 1-0. Game 2 is tonight in Atlanta, so we'll see if Atlanta's able to bounce back. But that's what's so great about playoff baseball, is the Braves have been dominating everybody this year. But then the Phillies, they are on a roll right now, and anything can happen. They're division opponents. They know each other so well. But even though the Braves were the best team, they may blow it in the division series. Then the second matchup in the NLDS, oh man, I loved this one. Arizona Diamondbacks absolutely obliterating the Los Angeles Dodgers on Saturday night, 11-2. Clayton Kershaw got blown up in the first inning, 6 runs, bye-bye, pulled, didn't even make it into inning number 2. That is what I like to see. I told y'all, the Dodgers love to choke come playoff time, and Clayton Kershaw is the king of choking come playoff time. Respect the dude. Totally respect the dude 100%. But I love seeing when that happens, and especially because the Dodgers have looked really good so far. But it was great to see them blow it in Game 1 in beautiful fashion like that. Arizona actually had 4 home runs total in this game. Like I said, 11-2. So Game 2 is tonight in L.A. We'll see if the Dodgers are able to bounce back or if the Arizona Diamondbacks just keep on rolling. Then we had 2 games over the weekend in the ALDS. First matchup, the Texas Rangers versus the Baltimore Orioles. Texas Rangers are dominating this series so far. They were up 2-0. Game 1, they got the win 3-2. Yesterday, they got the win 11-8, and they have just been dominating offensively. In yesterday's game, Mitch Garver had a grand slam. He ended up with 5 RBIs on the day. And Baltimore just has no answers for the Rangers. They have no answers for them with their pitching. They try. It seems like they're going to get going, and then they just start falling short. And the Rangers looking really good. And what did I say about Bruce Bochy? I didn't think it was going to take hold this quick. I thought they might need one more season. But Bruce Bochy is for real, man. He is an excellent manager. I know this. He was the San Francisco Giants manager, and he won us. We won 3 World Series with him, so I know what he does. And he completely changed the Giants the second he became the manager, and he's doing the same exact thing for the Texas Rangers. And they've overcome a lot. And this Baltimore Orioles team is damn fucking good, and they're down 0-2. And so they'll be playing Game 3 tomorrow. We'll see if the Orioles are able to get that win. If they're not, it's going to be a clean sweep by the Texas Rangers. Then moving on to the Houston Astros-Minnesota Twins series. That is tied up right now. Game 1, Houston did what Houston did. They got the win 6-4. They dominated. Alvarez had a couple of home runs. Verlander pitched a gem. Dude is old as the hills and twice as rusty and still a motherfucking beast out there. But Game 2, Minnesota got the win 6-2, and Minnesota dominated offensively. Carlos Correa, like I said, coming back to Houston, plays for the Twins now, coming back to Houston, and he had 3 RBIs last night. But Pablo Lopez is that dude. He has pitched another gem. You know, in the wild card round, he came out, pitched a gem. Now in the division series against the Astros, 0 earned runs yesterday, 7 scoreless innings pitched. The dude is money so far on the entire season, but so far, money in the postseason. So Game 3 will be tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. But so far, it's like I said, with baseball and the postseason, You never know what's going to happen. And so far, that's the way it's looking. I mean, the top teams, Atlanta's down. The Dodgers are down. Baltimore is down. Those are the best teams in the league, and they might be eliminated. I mean, shit, Baltimore, I did not expect them to be down like this. And they have not even had a lead on the Rangers yet at any point. So they really, really obviously need the win since it's an elimination game. And they did get some runs in game two, but the Rangers just keep pulling away and keep pulling away. And offensively, they're kind of scary. But I'm looking forward to what we've got for the rest of the division series throughout the rest of this week. Got Monday Night Football tonight, and we will be talking power rankings on Wednesday.